1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. Tornado destruction turns deadly in Oklahoma. Widespread devastation and hard-hit coal, with reports of people trapped in homes.
Based on the damage reports that we received thus far, it is possible that more injuries and fatalities may come forward.
McLean County Sheriff's Deputy Scott Gibbons.
We still have multiple injuries of various levels that we received.
16-year-old Ralph Jarl is home recovering after being shot when he went to the wrong address.
The Kansas City man charged with shooting a black teenager who mistakenly knocked on his door, making his first appearance in court. 84-year-old Andrew Lester, hunched and walking with a cane, pleading not guilty to felony assault and armed criminal action. Court documents revealing investigators recovered a Smith & Wesson 32 caliber revolver in the front living room chair with two spent shell casings still in the cylinder, live rounds still in the chambers.
ABC's Alex Perez. Last year's baby formula shortage has ended, but the head of the FDA is telling Congress that the industry needs inspections. This is ABC News. West Hollywood, California is now the first city in the nation to ban rodent glue traps. ABC's Alex Stone.
West Hollywood is known for being progressive. It already bans the sale of fur, puppies at pet stores, and cat declawing. Now, after public comment, the city council has voted to ban rodent glue traps.
The animals that get stuck on glue traps are incapable of freeing themselves.
Supporters of the ordinance say glue traps are being banned because they simply hurt animals and rodents. Councilmember Lauren Meister led the effort.
We're a city that is a city of compassion.
It goes into effect next year. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
A Western diet is a contributor to the development of aggressive prostate cancer. Researchers in Spain found an increase in aggressive prostate cancer tumors when patients ate a diet with high-fat dairy products, processed meat, refined grains, sweets, high-calorie drinks, convenience food and sauces, and a low intake of low-fat dairy products and whole grains compared to those who ate a Mediterranean diet. Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the grave digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standard room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come take it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1. On Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now.
I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to a radio station that's part of the Civic Media Network. Find more at civicmedia.us. Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. Tornado destruction turns deadly in Oklahoma. Widespread devastation in hard-hit Cole, with reports of people trapped in homes.
Based on the damage reports that we were...
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Radio Show. A hump day edition. Kind of feels like a Monday to me. 420 Eve, though. That's something of a holiday around here. Utter disappointment. That's how I'm going to start the show today. Utter disappointment with the Fox News settlement with the Dominion software. Actually, I can't even go there. I thought today we're going to start the show. Me and Dom, my little buddy, it's me and E-Bone right now. E-Bone lightly screening your calls. You can be a part of this show always. Toll free, 844-967-2789. And for our new friends, you know, the bashful that have never called us before, I'm going to do it one more time. 844-96-PARTY. It's a political party up in here. My little buddy just got back from a European vacation. Now, Dom has twice been to Europe this year. His daughter spent a little time there as an exchange student, so he went to visit. And then he and the missus went off, had a romantic little getaway to Italy, my understanding. And I think they all went skinny dipping in the Roman fountains with our pal Bill Press. Hopefully Bill will be back stateside someday soon to tell us about it. Dom, and this is also part of the utter disappointment. Dom! Either I got the schedule wrong or something. He'll be on tomorrow, the 420 edition. He'll celebrate 420 as only the Devil's Advocates can. So anyways, I guess we'll find out about his vacation later. Maybe I'll tell you a little bit about my trip to the NAB show. But that could wait as well. Let's start locally. 844-967-2789. I see you, Gary. I might even get to you. Wanted to start locally with some of the political headlines that I missed while I was off in Vegas, going to Katy Perry concerts and not really enjoying the NAB conference. I got to tell you, I'm underwhelmed. I don't think I'll go back next year. You won't have to miss me next year. But anyways, thank you to our fine and capable fill-ins, the two Matts, the very direct Matt Flynn. He filled in on Monday. Thank you, Matt. And Batman, Matt Rothschild, he filled in yesterday. Thank you both, and thanks to the audience. You folks listened, and I appreciate that. You know, I was a little disappointed. I thought there'd be some major drop-off in listenership, but no, apparently Some even prefer the alternative host. So anyways, you've broken my heart, Fredo. The lead. Tom Tiffany running for U.S. Senate? Buying some domain names. Now, it's not official yet, but when you start buying the domain names up, it's kind of official. And for those of you that know Tom Tiffany like I do, Tom has been very cordial to me personally in our limited interactions. He's been on the show maybe 2-3 times through the years. I've reached out to him a few times at press conferences and different stuff. Very affable, the congressman. Always smiles, always shakes my hand if he's close enough. But he's got a reputation. He's toxic Tom Tiffany. And he thinks he's the right guy to beat. Perhaps the unbeatable Tammy Baldwin, Democratic senator from our great state. The champion, the lioness, the great progressive, the only really good senator I think we have in the state currently. And she's been an electoral juggernaut, or at least she was 6 years ago. And we just saw how the Protasiewicz turned out. So seeing that Tom Tiffany is buying some URLs, some web addresses, I just wonder, what do you think Tom Tiffany's URL should be? Because I think he might have picked a few of the wrong ones. I'm going to read a little of the coverage from the Journal Sentinel. Then if you've got a bright idea, Tom, two-time loser Tiffany, something like that. But maybe that's Dan Kelly. The headline, Rep. Tom Tiffany buys domain name, says he considers he's in Senate bid against Tammy Baldwin. U.S. Rep. Tom Tiffany this week signaled he's considering a 2024 Senate run against incumbent Democrat U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, buying two website domain names in preparation for a potential bid. Toxic Tom told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel on Monday that his team bought the domains ThomasTiffanyForSenate.com. Could get ThomasTiffanyForSale.com. And Tom Tiffany, numerical number 4, Senate.com, as apparently Tiffany weighs a run against Baldwin. Now, I don't think it's going to go so well for the man, but I surely hope he runs. I hope it's a broad field of Republicans, and they bash each other like they've done in the last couple of, you know, prominent Wisconsin races. I like when they have so wounded their own, they send a Tim Michaels or a Dan Kelly off to be slaughtered in the general. But anyways, no Republican has declared a formal challenge to Baldwin for the swing state seat that could help determine which party controls the Senate. Tiffany, a Republican in his second term representing the 7th Congressional District, said his decision to run or not will hinge largely on what he feels is best for the state of Wisconsin. You know, these politicians always decide they're the best thing for the state, don't they? Sort of. All of them. They always come to the conclusion, I've asked God and I am the chosen one. That seems to always be their conclusion. Here's Tiffany's quote. You've got a career politician in Tammy Baldwin. Why do we have the highest inflation since the 1970s? Cost of living has gone through the roof for the people in Wisconsin. Why do we have high energy costs that are going up once again? It's because of career politicians like Tammy Baldwin. Tiffany apparently worked in the private sector enough to hedge himself from that self-descriptor. Tom, you've been in state or federal politics for a bit now yourself, have you not, sir? Tiffany added, also mentioning crime and deaths from fentanyl as issues. There needs to be changes made. The move makes Tiffany the latest Republican to publicly signal he's considering a run for Senate as Democrats and Republicans alike ponder who might challenge Baldwin. Madison businessman Eric Holtby has said he's strongly considering a bid, and Republicans in Wisconsin are quietly hoping U.S. Rep. Mike Gallagher mounts a run. Gallagher hasn't ruled it out. And Tom, 65, on Monday said what other potential challengers decide to do won't influence his decision. But when asked if he spoke with Gallagher about the Senate run, he told the Journal Sentinel, I think Mike Gallagher should run. Later noting Gallagher's more than $3 million in cash on hand and new chairmanship of the Select Committee on China. He'd be a good candidate, says Tiffany. And that's ultimately what we're looking for. Yeah, but you still think you'd be the best one, don't you, Tom? Here's a little bit more. Democrats were quick to criticize Tiffany, calling him exactly the type of radical candidate the Republican base will nominate and then go on to lose a general election. Yes, don't say that part out loud. Let him run. Let him run. That's what we want to see play out, is it not? Here's another one. Tom Tiffany is an election-denying, anti-abortion extremist who wants to take away our health care, our Medicare, and our Social Security, said Eric Volk, Rapid Response Director for the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Senate race is likely to be amongst the most closely watched in the country. Democrats will attempt to maintain a slim majority, you know, hold serve. Still, Baldwin is a formidable opponent and a proven fundraiser. She reported raising just over $2.1 million in the first three quarters of 23. That's an off year, folks. $2.1 million in the first 3 months of 2023? That's a lot of money. She's got almost $4 million cash on hand at the end of last month. Tiffany, Toxic Tom, $336,000 in the war chest. That ain't all about money, but it helps. Right, Dan Kelly? It would help. 844. Well, Toxic Tom would have to look to, you know, third-party spending, perhaps billionaire Ulines to support his candidacy. Gary from Sussex. Welcome back, Gary. What do you got for us?
Yeah, I got a question. Actually, there's two comments I want to make, right?
Can you talk louder?
One of them, can you hear me now?
A little bit better.
Okay. Does that sound better or not?
I turned up my headphones, Gary. I know you're getting old, man, but I'm getting deaf, so you go.
Okay. I just want to mention, you know, when we were kids, you go out and play during the daytime and stuff like that, and, you know, there'd be sort of gangs, but one or two guys that kind of pick on other kids and stuff like that. But I want to know, what do you think about what's going on with all these young people getting in these 300 people gangs or 30 gangs, 30 people gangs, and they're going into stores and just stealing things and just taking it.
Gary, interesting you should ask me that. I was actually on a Fox News panel, and I got posed that very same question. And first and foremost, from the perspective that they somehow wanted to pile that on Joe Biden, which I suspect is what you're trying to do, Gary, how's it?
No, absolutely not. I just want to know whatever happened to the morals of the kids of today when they can just go in there and just start beating up the living daylights out of people, like in New York, this black young man and his white girlfriend just got plummeted by a gang of about 20 people. They're lucky they weren't killed. And then they go into these those gas stations and just take whatever they want.
It was effectively hooliganism, Gary, and I certainly am not going to defend it. I don't know what precipitated it. I had seen some passing news reports. I got to be honest with you, Gary. I wasn't watching every news like I normally do over the last 3-4 days. I was working in Vegas, if you know what I'm saying, Gary. But what's your opinion, Gary? I mean, just the kids today, what are we going to do about it? Or
No, it's this is what's happening. It doesn't happen out in Waukesha, and you know that. You got your studio out there. This stuff doesn't happen. It happens in large cities that are probably run by Democrats and have Democratic attorney generals or, you know,
Gary, I'm going to cut you short there, because last time I was put on the Fox News panel and I had to deal with this, it was an attempt, I think, in no small part, by Fox News to turn the page from the bad policies, the bad stuff happening. I would say, Gary, they don't want to talk about what just happened, the big settlement with Dominion Software. And I strongly suspect most of this is being precipitated by your viewership of Fox News. Come back, more Devils.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't going to find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't going to find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, out come ticket.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football, fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Scattered thunderstorms likely overnight, otherwise overcast. Lows level off around 37, winds out of the northeast 10 to 15 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow, high of 56. Cloudy skies. Chance for scattered storms tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 38, mainly clear skies and quiet. Mid 50s Friday, much cooler Saturday, with highs in the upper 40s and mixed precip. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 39.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Quoting here, number two is Milwaukee. Of course, they're vastly different cities in the terms of number of people. Number three in the state of Wisconsin, according to NIBRS, violent crime in the United States is most likely to be committed in urban areas. Well, Gary, what do you know? A lot of urban areas have Democratic mayors. But here in the state of Wisconsin, the number three crime city, Rice Lake. Would you have guessed Rice Lake? How about number four, Beloit? Maybe, because, you know, it's down there closer to Chicago, right, Gary? And then Sheboygan there, hey. Sheboygan is number five in the